How you feel about your age and yourself can impact health and the kind of life you lead. That's the thrust of a new and fascinating study that is in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
That study says that seniors with positive bias are 44% more likely to fully recover from a bout of disability. Joining us to talk more about it, Dr. Becca Levy. She is the Director of Social and Behavioral Sciences at Yale University School of Public Health. She is one of the leading researchers in the country on age and health. Dr. Levy, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you.
So this study that we're talking about today seems to more or less confirm your own research previously that attitude has a great impact about aging and how you feel as you get older.
Yes. So in this study, we were able to look at whether stereotypes about aging or beliefs about aging actually have an impact on older individuals after they experience a physical disability and whether it may give them an advantage in recovery after they've experienced a disability. And we found that indeed it does give them an advantage.
Can you give us an example on what type of thoughts would be negative to someone recovering from an injury that's older?
Sure. So we asked people, when you think of an old person, what are the first five words or phrases that come to mind? So the kinds of phrases that people would mention that were rated as more positive would be things like wisdom and fit, active. So those kinds of active and positive imagery are the kinds of words and phrases that seem to give people an advantage.
Well, how do we go through and give folks who are getting older more positive images about themselves? Is this something that they have to do within themselves, or is this something that, as a society, we can help?
That's a great question. I think both things. So ideally, we would have a society that would have a lot of positive images of aging present in all sorts of media and movies and newspapers and radio shows. And I think there are many out there, but I think there are unfortunately many negative images out there as well. So I think giving people the skills to filter out the negative stereotypes and bolster the positive age stereotypes that are out there, I think are great things that can happen. So both on a societal level and an individual level, I think are the ways to bolster those positive views.
It's a little hard to change the culture at large quickly, but individually, how can we do that in our lives?
Well, that's a good question. I think part of it is to think about positive older role models that we have in our lives and think about the qualities that we really admire about some of the older members of our family or in our social network. And then there are also a lot of examples of positive aging figures in literature and in history and in everyday life. So I think looking for those positive images is something that people can do. And then also just questioning some of the negative stereotypes and the ageism that's in everyday life as well, I think, is a skill that's really great.
Dr. Levy, very interesting research. Thanks so much for joining us to talk about it.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Becca Levy is the Director of the Social and Behavioral Sciences Division at Yale University School of Public Health.